Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and how are you doing today? Here in studio, we have Mr. Chase Collins. How are you doing today, my friend?
Doing awesome. Wonderful day.
Faced a lot of dynamics today. So all in all, it's been a good day.
Right on, right on. Well, I hope everybody can hear Chase. We do have a caller. Who do we have on the line right now? Hello?
Hey, it's Amanda McQueen.
Well, hey, Amanda. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
We're doing awesome. So, yeah, I didn't know the number, so I went ahead and got you in on here. Do you want to, today's show, if everybody is listening and hadn't been following us on Facebook and stuff, today is about our spiritual journey. And each one of our spiritual journeys is totally different and unique. It is our intimate journey. And there's a lot of times that I really get upset when people start looking down upon others because, like, my God and your God and your God could be totally different. Our images are totally different. And when I say God, God is like, my God is the most beautiful, powerful light, love. It's unconditional. My God is no judgment. My God is a very forgiving, unconditional, loving entity. And so with that being said, I met Chase, gosh, how long ago would you say was it? It was this year or last year in one of the convenience stores, wasn't it?
It was at Go Down Here. It was probably 6 months ago.
About 6-7 months ago, huh? And we're just sitting out. I forget what we were doing, and we both kind of got intrigued by each other. And I was like, yeah, I own that place across from Ace Hardware.
I believe at the time I was looking for herbs.
Yes. Stop smoking.
Yes.
And how did that help?
It has helped. I've noticed my breathing is much better, and detoxing the lungs is something I do. If you're a heavy smoker, you deal with allergies, you should definitely take upon using herbs. Helped. So yeah, I'd like to share at this point that I recently lost my mother, and we grew up together in a very special way. She was 15 when she had me, and she lost her mother when she was just 13, and she raised us kids coming from a background that she come from in the most peaceful, loving, caring way that I've ever experienced. And now on the other side of that experience, I'm having to learn to do life in a new way. So I felt led to express that at that moment. There has been a lot that's happened. I personally I'm a follower of Jesus and his teachings, and that's who I choose to follow. And what Patty said about love and unconditional love and forgiveness, that is exactly what I've been taught growing up and what I choose to practice and follow. And I think that love is actually an action word. It's more servanthood and willing to serve other people.
That's some good stuff right there.
My mom taught me a lot of those things growing up, and I'm going to carry that on. As well as I have two daughters who express a lot of love.
And that's awesome. Well, you do, and, like, the first time I met you, like, oh, the second time, whatever. Oh, let me back up. His mom, did you share?
I did, just not yet.
Okay, I apologize. I had to walk out of the studio for a second. I had somebody show up that was dropping something off, so I kind of missed that. But, yeah, I met Misty, his mom, like, 16 years ago, and little did I know that fast forward, I would actually learn from Chase. Because he has probably one of the kindest, just, I don't know, it's hard to explain. You can't explain it. I mean, you just have to experience it. It's just wonderful, but I don't even know where I was going with that. And as we all know here on the show, we don't. I mean, there's no schedule.
We're everywhere.
We're everywhere, and that's where we're supposed to be on our spiritual journey. So, Amanda, why don't you share with us a little bit, you know, what is your spiritual journey? How did you even start it? How did you even know? Do you even know that you're on a spiritual journey? Like, what, I mean, this is like things that go through our head all the time. Like, am I really on it? Am I not? Am I where I'm supposed to be? Who knows, you know? So I'm going to turn it over to you, Ms. Beard. So tell us a little bit about your spiritual journeys and some things that you've had to overcome.
Well, I've had to overcome addiction in my spiritual journey, which runs in my family, and I still have a lot of family members that are still going through it. But I knew, you know, when I hit rock bottom, I was out of control, and the only one that I believe could turn my life around was Jesus Christ. And I had to stop trying to do things on my own, and I had to ask him to fill me with the Holy Spirit to give me what I needed to be obedient to him and to turn to him and not other things to try to fill a void that I was having.
Right, exactly, and that's a lot of things that we do when we're going on our spiritual journey. I mean, we find that there's an emptiness, but also for me, I found as I was embarking on it, like there was more out there, like there was something that I was like literally yearning for, and that I knew there was a bigger purpose for myself and for others. And you know, that's part of this spiritual journey that we go on. There's like, you know, they say there's 7 stages of a spiritual journey. But you know what? Who knows? But some of the basis and stuff, like step 1 in your spiritual journey, it talks about like innocence. Because what is it? When we're born in this world, we're born of what? Innocence.
Pure.
Exactly. Pureness. And so, with that being said, that is where our 3 first chakras come from. They come from your root, you know, your sacral, and then your solar plex, and your root chakra being the basis of the foundation. So, if we're born in innocence, so shouldn't we have a foundation of innocence? Absolutely not, because society and everything will taint our foundation. And as that starts to happen, even when we're on our spiritual journeys and stuff, if our foundation, we think it's rock solid. Now, you see how I said when we think. See, we can have just the littlest thing come at us and disrupt that. It makes us, then it shatters us. It makes us depressed. It makes us anxious. And if we don't have that stability, that security, that stable foundation, then, you know, I don't know.
What I'm thinking of right now is a gift that my mother got for me from here for my birthday. And it says, on this rock, I will build my church. Upon this rock, I'll build my church in my life. Foundation that I have found that's rock solid is faith. So faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Exactly.
So finding hope and inspiration, even though you might not see it right before you, to find that within.
Exactly. And that's what I've been trying to teach a lot of people. When we actually stop looking and speaking with our physical eyes, our human eyes, and we start to lead with our heart and our soul, I mean, then that's when you start to live. And I'm just going to go right to, because I know what steps of my journey in preparing for this show, that's when I realized, oh my goodness, I am on the step 7 because my heart is fully awakened. I don't do anything anymore out of like, oh, look at me. Oh, look what she did for this person. No, because everything and most of the things that I do for the community, people around me, people don't even know.
That's the key to actually being a spiritual person. You don't look for that gratification. Oh, I did this. You know,
exactly.
Guess what I did. No, nobody knows.
Because then what happens when we start to look for that? Oh, look what I got. Look what I got. Look what I did. Oh, yeah, I let.
That's when you're humble.
And what it is called ego. It's when our ego takes over because our ego is powerful. It's cunning. It tells us we want of this material world. And once you start to learn to, you know, let ego go, that is when you have your full spiritual awakening. Because through this process, you know, we have the seekers, we have the receivers. I mean, there's so much. We have the givers, we have the takers. And so when we just all of a sudden start one day, we're just doing. And we do it in harmony, and we do it with purity, and we do everything with pure forgiveness and love. To me, my friends, that is the best thing that I could give myself, is pure love and joy to humanity.
Because when you give that love out with God, like, everything in your life falls into place.
It does. And we were just thinking about this prior to the show, like, I have had things here lately, like, or actually throughout the 10 years that I've done my spiritual journey, but literally within the last 13 months, I get up, I pray, I meditate, I speak to my spirit guides, I won't even speak of it, and gifts happen. Beautiful miracles I see unfold in front of my eyes. And like I tell some of my friends, I said, some of this stuff I feel like people think I make up. And if I didn't have, you know, Miss Pinky over here, she's always without a shadow of a doubt. She's like right here and the stuff's happening. But gotta love it. So what else you got for us, Amanda?
Just
hey, anybody? Come on, talk to me.
In the last 13 months, I've been going up against the spirit of addiction in other people's lives, getting up and praying with people.
Yes.
And casting out devils.
Now, really quick, let me ask you about that. How receptive are people to you, like, if you say, like, I want to pray with you, or can I pray for you? Like, how receptive are you, or are they?
I don't think I've seen anybody say no.
Right. I mean, like, how do you tell somebody, like, no, you can't pray for me?
I've not seen anybody say no, don't pray for me. Rarely. I have that one young man who was a teenager. Not pray for me. But I don't know why.
Right.
But other than that, I prayed with some really interesting people.
Around here, I wouldn't be surprised.
And,
you know,
I've seen a lot of people come and want to be free from things that have had a hold on their life for 20 plus years. And I tell them, I can only remind you that how to stop doing those things and create new patterns in your life, but actually within you. And we have to work on recognizing those patterns that lead to what one would call a detriment in one's life, and create new patterns. And I've been for the past 13 months working with people on those things.
And that's what we have to do. I mean,
I think if you serve somebody or be kind and humility towards somebody before you offer prayer, they're more likely to feel what you're sending them and want to do it. I think that if you're, you know, demanding to be served or setting yourself on a pedestal of, like, I've got a spiritualism and you've still got to learn.
Oh, my goodness. I don't mean to interrupt you, but that is actually one of the spiritual steps here. It's like when you think you have, that you know it all. No, we don't. We absolutely don't. That's when ego takes over. That's when you're
like,
looking for the recognition. That's when you're wanting.
What you know, what you think you know, and then what you really don't know.
Yeah, and that's what I tell people. Like, I tell everyone, I am still a baby. I just have my toe just tap, tap, tap in that water each and every day because I remain teachable. I'm open. And when I'm wrong, I can admit that I'm wrong because I am human.
Well, I mean, every day is a learning day. I'm something new every day. I mean,
not there. So it seems like we had a couple of people that were supposed to be on the show today that actually called out. And, I mean, that's totally okay. So when we have situations like that, you're probably going to hear a little, what do I do now type of stuff, because this is only episode 2. And just trying to get back out there and get the words. And I think Misty is going to, like I told everybody, there is. Yeah, she just picks it. I had the honor the other day of having a special reading from Miss Kay Christie. Oh, my goodness. She has written this book from, it's back from 2014, and it's called Gifts from Guidance, and it is amazing. This book has helped me so much. Release fears or travelers. Okay. And I'm going to tell you what, the other day I had a great phone conversation with Miss Kay, and she did a personal reading for me, and it was just amazing. I'm telling y'all what, if you have not had the chance, she's on Facebook. She also has, I was trying to see if I had her card right here, but I did not, and of course I missed. But she's amazing, and I will have some of her books here in the near future in the shop for everyone. So definitely, Kay Christie, Google her, find her on Facebook. This woman
is... We're not sponsored.
Yeah, we're not sponsored by her at all. So please, I'll let you know if somebody's sponsoring us. But a good friend of mine named Anna... And she was actually going to be on the show today, but unfortunately, she just recently moved out to California. So I'm sure that beautiful goddess is trying to get used to the time changes and different stuff like that. But she gifted me this book and gifted me a reading with Miss Kay. So I just feel like this book has really helped me, you know, through this. So... Misty, a.k.a. Pink, it's going to take me a minute, from her book, it's Gifts from Guidance, and it is on page 10 of her book, and it's called Traveler, and it says, I am surrounded by safety and ease, but let me start over again, my goodness. The Traveler, I am surrounded by safety, ease, and light. My journey is led by my highest, and my choices each day serve this purpose and this purpose only. The people, places, and guides I meet reflect love, security, beauty, and abundance. I live in the light. I attract only light. I am free, and so it is. Like, wow. That is fire, isn't it? I have read this so many times that I love that. I live in light. I attract light. I am free. And now that I am free, I so get why I'm reading this. This is just not for everybody. Today, I received a phone call from my soon-to-be ex-husband. And it was an amazing phone call.
It was
amazing. It was just, I woke up this morning telling my mom that I woke up feeling the lightest and the happiest. Ooh, these tears of joy and just pure love. And I shared what I said. I feel the best.
You're reclaiming your own power.
Yes, I reclaimed my own power back, and I own it. And I will no longer allow anybody. And people, that's what we do. That is what we do. We give our power sometimes away.
Especially when you're on your spiritual journey.
Why? Because when you're on your spiritual journey, for me, I feel like everybody deserves it. In actuality, they don't. As for me, and I speak like for me, like I said, I don't have no formal education training on any of this. This is Patty's spiritual journey. These are my truths. So if any of that can help people, then so be it. Well, as I'm going on my spiritual journey, I find as I vibrate higher and higher, those that are supposed to remain with me are okay at my vibration. Because then if they want to remain and go on my spiritual journey, and we all kind of deter a little bit, but it's okay. If you vibrate, those people will vibrate up there with you because those are your, that is your, I'm going to just say, that's my little plan. That's my circle. That's my little bubble. And unfortunately, there are going to be people that you love, that you desire, that you just, that relationship is just amazing.
Friends, family.
Yeah, and it's not just, I'm not talking about just husband and wife or, you know.
But it does happen with a husband and wife.
It happens. It happened with Michael and I, just like Kay told me. If it wouldn't have been for her, I probably wouldn't have woke up this morning like, woo, because I'm listening to somebody that has went through their spiritual journey and has figured out, but is continuing on theirs.
What are ways to offer that vibrational that you're experiencing?
You can't offer it. All you can do is
you
continue
to be
a
basket gift of that vibration to somebody else.
Oh, yes, you can definitely.
Oh, yes.
All you have to do.
But the thing is if they
people
accept
have
it, to be open.
Yeah, you can't force it. Just like, okay, me and one of my spiritual, I call him gurus. His name, I call him Harper. Okay. And like Harper and I have actually sat here and thought about somebody and said, okay, come on, think about them. Don't tell the names. Just think. And I'll start to think, bring in that love, that light. And my eyes are closed and I just go from the heart and I think of who it is and I push that love and that light and that happiness. And within a couple minutes, I either get a text from them, a phone call,
or
they'll show up. Or she'll show up.
So I think I'm getting that is like the people that I'm around have been carrying vibrations of being really upset. And what I mean by offering a basket gift of vibration is love.
Yeah.
And I believe it's an action. Like love and action serving. So if they don't want that, you can kind of tell. They're like,
right.
Quit pulling my chair out for me. Or
yeah.
Opening the door for me. No, they don't want it. So
because they're uncomfortable.
Right. But joy. If you operate in joy and you are happy about what you're doing in your existence and they see that, it becomes contagious.
It does. Exactly. And that's awesome.
They get happy. And then they link up and everybody's willing to operate in that love. So sometimes you find the thing that they're most receptive to.
Exactly.
That is the high vibration.
Exactly. and that's what I was just getting ready to say. Like, you find, sometimes you got to find what will trigger them, what interests them. Find, even if something that you may not be interested in, and that's what I found for myself. Even though there were certain things that I absolutely was not 100% could even care less what my husband was doing or wanting to do, but I knew it made him happy. And so I did it with joy.
Yeah.
I didn't like doing it, but I did it with joy and happiness, and it brought our vibration.
Yes, those things are always...
But
actually,
it also gets exhausting, too.
Actually,
on circumstance.
And actually, that's where you actually go back in your speaker, right? Because you go back to being that people pleaser.
Yep, yep, and we can.
Yeah.
That's right. Exactly. People pleaser.
There is.
Yeah.
And when you're actually being that people pleaser, you actually hurt yourself.
Well, you're coming forward.
There are times where you can't see that people pleaser.
No.
You have to have your own boundaries as to how much you're willing to offer your guidance.
Yeah, and you,
know you
have
I mean?
And through your spiritual journey, a lot of people forget, because your energy is out there, and I always tell people, post-spiritual awakening, wait for it. It is like, all of a sudden, you know, you're starting to see things totally different. For me, it was like my connection to nature, it just heightened that much more. And, you know, my background, I'm Scottish and Cherokee Indian. So I'm pulled at both strings of the Celtic and the Native American. You know, a lot of people, they don't realize, you know, I practice a lot of the Native American stuff, but I also do practice Wicca as well.
Interesting take on Native American people.
Okay, well, what's your interesting take on Native American? Because we have talked about this for hours upon hours upon hours.
There was the tribe of Neftali.
Yeah.
Which is, there's 12 tribes, and there's the tribe of Neftali, which disappeared. And they're talking about the lost tribe of Judah. And if you look at that, they look a lot like the Cherokee people.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's very interesting. If anybody knows something about that, like...
There's a lot written about it.
Definitely put comments, you know, on this episode on Blog Talk Radio. But that's very interesting, because when you think about, I mean, the Native Americans or any of the Indian tribes or anybody from over in that, they are just so spiritual, so symbolic. A lot of, I mean, I've gotten to where I was telling Kay over the phone the other day that, oh my goodness, like I have this turquoise orb that in every one of my pictures always appears. Well, it wasn't until I went on my solo hike up there at Stanley Creek in Cherry Log, and then all of a sudden in my car was the turquoise orb, and it was dancing on my dashboard. I had to stop because I was like, okay, nope, she's not on anything. Okay, I'd shut my eyes and do it again, and I'm like, this thing, I was like, this is the coolest thing. Because, you know, you kind of, sometimes you'll see an orb or something shoot past you. But this thing, it was just dancing there, you know, for about 15 seconds. But it was, like, so cool. Like, I had to stop my car. Started bawling like a baby because I had an overwhelming of love, joy, acceptance. Hope.
It's an ancestor, an angel, or what?
I don't know. Well, as I was on the phone with Kay, she told me that I have 3 guardian angels, but I have 2 of them that can take my vibrations and my all over the place. Anybody that knows me knows I'm all over the place with my energy. I'm wide open. And that's okay. That's just me. I'm learning now how to kind of tone it down a little bit. But she said there's a 3rd guardian angel, you know, whatever people want to call it. protector that is trying to come in, and that I'll know when they've arrived, kind of, but they're trying to get at my frequency and my level, and it's kind of messing them up. And I was like, I should have asked her, do you know who it is? But that's to be continued, because then that means I get to talk to her again.
The names of the angels?
I didn't ask.
Are they in people form?
I don't know. I didn't ask because I didn't want to know.
I
kind of wanted to ask, but then that left a door for me to be able to call her again. But she sent me some great information, and I will definitely be sharing this on our on the Blog Talk and actually on Facebook as well. And y'all can follow me on Instagram, TikTok. I try to put all this information out. But Kay hit some other links of some profound people and stuff like that. So I was hoping Anna would be able to call in, but I guess she's not going to be able to. And she's a fabulous, fabulous girl. So is there anything else that you would like to talk about, anybody? Everything's kind of going deadsville. I feel like I'm the only one talking here right now, so I don't want to take control of everything. Misty, why don't you sit here and talk about your spiritual journey? I mean, you just sitting over there and talk.
Well, I've been on mine for a long time. Like,
well, how did you know when you were starting the spiritual journey? Did something happen to you to want you? Why don't you tell everybody about your mama?
I grew up very, very Christian. We went to church every Sunday.
And what was your mother?
She was Catholic.
But what was she? A missionary?
Oh, yeah. She was a missionary. She went to Honduras, and, you know, I grew up going to church, and me personally, about the age of 17 when my mom actually got sick, and that made me look for something different than regular Christianity.
Right.
Because for me, it didn't work. Praying to God didn't make me feel better. You know? So I looked for other places. I studied Buddhism. I studied Hindu. I looked into a little bit of everything. And now I almost practice a little bit of everything, because I found that one thing didn't suit me.
Yeah, and that's what I found too for me. Like, I believe in God. I love how the Buddhist, and I'm actually finding that I'm starting to walk in a yoga lifestyle. So yeah, that's awesome.
You know, like, I believe there are many gods. Like, one doesn't answer all questions for me.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that at all. I mean, that's where I get upset when people start saying, well, that, no.
And, you know, I do practice a lot of Wicca, a lot of what they consider pagan, Norse pagan, and I don't mind being called a witch. Like,
I've been called worse.
Yeah. You know, I do nothing different than Christians. I mean,
no.
I carry crystals around, and
I've been called a witch before.
We do. When I swear, when you start to walk in the light in your spiritual journey, and you don't care what anybody thinks about you, because you're happy, joyous, and free, because you're going down the road smiling. You're doing what you love to do. I mean, come on. I've seen the video where you and the boys, she has teenage boys. They're out yesterday, I think dancing in the rain. And the boys are like, woo, we're dancing. I mean, like, how awesome is that? Like, just being in nature and, you know, it's like, oh.
You know, we're really awesome people as a whole gather together and bring that love.
Yeah.
You know, like, my ex-husband's family, like, I hid who I was. You know,
because they were Christian, they were overbearing Christian. Like, when I first met his mom, she looked at me and said, "You're a witch." And I'm like, "Yeah?" You know, and I had only really classified myself as a witch for like a year or two at this time. I was like 21, 22, and she's like, "You're a witch." And I'm like, "You can tell?" You know?
Yeah.
Like, "You can tell?"
You said something really unique to me, and I've never forgotten it.
You were like 18 when I met you. Probably like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
You had no babies. You weren't married yet. You were just out of high school.
Yeah, you had this. You said you had a gift for it. You can see geometric shapes.
Yeah.
Whenever you're looking at somebody, I'll never forget what you said. You said you see circles. I still don't know what that means.
Misty can say some stuff and make you think about it.
Like 7 years.
I see circles.
Is that like seeing energy fields or?
Basically.
I believe that, like seeing a wood.
Yeah, exactly. When some people have those gifts, some people don't. Some people like have the gift of.
Everybody has a gift. Everybody gets caught up in all of the frequencies they're offered today, like TVs and things like that. And they lose the sight of that gift.
That's exactly right.
More people that spend time in nature, they access it more.
Yeah. That's why kids, like young kids, are so perceptive to everything around them. That's why you see kids, you know, looking at the ceiling and playing and stuff that isn't there.
Yeah.
So that
innocent. That goes back to the step one of innocence.
Because when you actually stop hearing what the world thinks, oh, she walks around with pistols in her hands or, you know, crystals in her hair.
Or she doesn't have any shoes on.
Yeah,
or,
especially that. I don't have shoes on. Because I don't want to today.
Right, because today I choose to, like, when I do my shows or half the other time, I mean, on my front door here at the top, it says you're overdressed if you have shoes on, kind of something like that. Because I'm a big barefoot supporter. It is a lifestyle that I choose. And unfortunately, some people feel very uncomfortable around me. Yesterday, I literally ran out of the shop when I got a message from my mom that says, "Hey, we got the hurricane coming. There's a tornado hitting LJ." I ran out of here and was at the store and everything. I was like, "Oh yeah, I don't have shoes." But that's right. See, when I'm living my the best life I can. And that's why I keep telling people, live the best life you can. Don't sit there and live the best life that Chase is living. For me, you're like, I can't live your life. You can't live Misty's. Misty can't live mine. We can't live, but what we can do is try to coincide together.
Yeah.
Where you might fall a little bit, I lift you up. And where you and I...
Yes.
Like
we're all walking each other home.
Yeah.
Exactly. Not everybody's going to believe everything that anybody else believes.
No.
You know what I mean? Whether you're Christian or, you know, Christian and pagan, you know, we're not all going to believe the same thing. You know,
expect that.
We all do the same thing,
but we just call it different.
We just call it labels.
Labels.
Take everything, labels off anything and everything if it's not upfield.
Yeah.
And take it out, like, all...
Well, there's a book that I also read because I love to read now. And that is another thing. When you start your spill,
let's start
the
follow-up.
You want to learn. Yeah. When you want to learn, you're going to gravitate to spiritual gurus. You'll gravitate to reading more, studying. I mean, you just want more, because you know there's more. But none of us could ever learn all of this. There's no way. I mean, just to say, there's sometimes I wish that I knew it all, but I don't. And I don't want to know it all, because then how about when I get to know it all, then that's the end.
It says that eternity has been put into our hearts, except for not to know the beginning work to the end work.
I love that.
Yeah. I believe that.
And
the essence of eternity now, you know, has been put in our hearts, but we just don't understand every little work of it.
Right, and there is a book out there by Eckhart Tolle that is like living in now, living in the present, and I'm telling you what, that book is amazing. amazing. That's also Eckhart Tolle. I'll put it out. And we're not sponsored by this gentleman either. Gosh, if I could get a phone call or a conversation with him, I mean, just to be able to speak to Miss Kay Christie, I'm like telling y'all what. That woman is amazing. Absolutely amazing. But in the Eckhart Tolle book, it talks about we create our own illusions.
Yeah, big time.
Think about that. When I wake up in the morning, I have a choice. And why I'm saying this is because in your spiritual journey, you have the different choices and actions. Like, in the morning, say, I can wake up and be fighting mad, right? I just woke up. I'm mad. Why should I be mad? Why should you be in a bad mood when you have just slept? Okay, so what? So Memphis kept me up half of the night. He's a dog. But I could choose. I make that choice. I can either wake up fighting mad, or I can wake up happy, joyous, and free. That, guess what? I got another day. And I actually want to share this. When I went up mining last weekend and found my 23-carat sapphire, yes, I did, I met this master Reiki. I mean, he's a retired scientist, and he's like, yeah, retired scientist, go figure, that turns metaphysical. And he gifted me this sage that was, I can't remember. I'll have to ask my friend Dorothy, like, under some type of, under five shamans, but it was somebody very high up, granddaughter. And he just got to talking, and I was like, well, you have a good day. He goes, I said, I bet you're exhausted. You can't wait to get home and go to sleep. He said, no, I don't go to bed till 12:01 every night. I said, what, 12:01 a.m.? He said, yes, ma'am. And I said, well, why is that? He said, because then I get to enjoy the best of both days.
Wow.
I stopped. I dropped my darn buckets on the darn ground, raised my hands up, looked at my friend Dorothy, and I said, this guy just said the most profound thing I've ever heard in my life. And she's like, what? And on his tag, it said Durango. And I'm going to tell you what, this man, if I would have never found any sapphires or rubies or anything, I'm telling you what, this guy was just, to be gifted that sage, to have that profound, I said, so we shared what, she goes, oh my goodness. So ever since I met him, I make sure I stay up to at least 12:01 because I've enjoyed this day. And guess what? I've made it to the next day. And I've enjoyed that next minute. I don't want to cry, y'all. I'm sorry. But I did. I got to make it and see another day. So now when I shut my eyes at 12:02, if they don't wake up, they don't open up, I got to enjoy that day. How amazing is that?
I mean, it's something when you think about it. It seems like I've had a lot of death in my family.
You have. Oh, and mine too. Mine as well here lately. It's been a little but.
So, for me, every day is great. Whether it's a shitty day or not, it's a good day.
Yeah.
You know? Because I know tomorrow is my guarantee.
Yeah, that's what I know.
Yeah, that. Yeah, my mom, she texts me, she goes, her gift is empathy. So, and I know, like, my gift, I have a high thing of intuition. I know, because I can feel and I can sense. And I can really, yeah. And I have found when my stomach, it puts it'll hospitalize me.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, this past Saturday when we went up to the gem mining, I literally had an episode where my friend Dorothy was doing Reiki on my stomach because I all of a sudden at 3 o'clock, about 3:30, quarter to 4 in the morning, I suddenly just started vomiting and and it wouldn't stop.
Energy healing with the hand?
Yeah. She put it in and it helped for a little bit, but for that whole entire day, and little did I know, I was leading up to having a phone conversation with Miss Kay. Little did I know that she would tell me that that sickness was caused by a 5-year situation I had been in.
Oh, a toxic situation.
And then the last 2 years I've been so sick. The more and more I was working on my spiritual journey, the sicker and sicker I was getting because somebody was not gravitating to this. So, and I was trying to hold on to something that wasn't there anymore. And so when we hold on to things and we know they're not good for us, people, I'm telling you, it can make you physically sick. When I woke up this morning, I did exactly what Kay had told me. I've been journaling. I woke up this morning, opened my eyes, was very, very humbled and grateful, asked my spirit guides, my angels, my higher power to lead, guide, and direct me to, you know, throughout my day, that I may radiate nothing but love and purity and light. And as I went through this day, I mean, and then I woke up and I shared with my mom, hey, you know why I feel sick. Let me tell you why, because I can't let go. I have to get my power back. But I woke up this morning feeling the best, and I told her, I said, if I had closure with my husband, if I had that closure, I know I would be set free. Now fast forward a couple hours later, who calls me? He does. Gives me the address to be able to send the divorce papers. There was my closure. I was able to tell him, I love you, but yes, we're not in love with each other. And guess what? I give you my blessings and my love for you and your next relationship. That I wish you nothing but happiness. Because I meant it. I meant every word of that. And then I was able to, on the phone, where that one passage in her book, when it says, I am free, I told him, thank you, because now I'm set free.
From a toxic energy relationship.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we just weren't gravitating on the same way. Like, people will fall in love all the time. Sometimes we don't understand it. They could be different walks of life. They could be on their different spiritual journey. Y'all might not be equally yoked, but for whatever reason, we're all brought together. Be it relationships with, like I say, a partner, a brother, sister, mother, father, friend, whatever. We're brought together for a purpose of learning.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And when we start to realize these people we learn from, now, we have the choice if we want to gravitate and keep going forward or if we want to just stay stuck in that stagnant, I said it last week, that stagnant pool of shit. We have that choice. Well, actually, I choose not to keep staying in there.
Mm-hmm.
I choose to rise up and live for me. And if I'm living for me, then everybody around me is reaping the benefits of my fruits and my love, my kids, my mother, my friends. Anybody, the stranger on the street that I see and I smile at, and the person that I don't even know that I stood out in my parking lot because I met a wonderful woman by the name of Crystal, and, you know, she's a paraplegic and couldn't come in the shop. So I went out there, and her husband came in to see if this was something she would like. And so now we're going to have a little thing where she can come before or after, so that she can take her time in her wheelchair. Yeah. I said, well, I'll pick you up and bring you up the steps. I said, you let me know. We'll have enough people to get you in here. And we just sat out there and talked. And so now I got a new soul sister. I mean, that's what we're doing, people. On our spiritual journey, you're going to meet new people. You're going to think about those old people. That's why they're memories. We don't have to physically live those.
Yeah.
at all. Isn't that right, Amanda?
Yes.
You there, boo?
Yes, I'm here.
So, yeah, we don't have to. We can just be happy. You know, some of those memories have made us sad, but...
Is it all necessary?
It is.
Yeah.
For your spiritual growth, for growth in life, for learning.
Growth is intense.
It is.
Like, feels good and hurts at the same time.
Oh, I know. It's like a whirlwind of emotions and... Bleh. And that's why I think I honestly feel like that has been a big reason why I've been sick over the last 2 years.
That's why I began the neat part about us meeting. That's why I come to get herbs, is taking on, see, because there's generational things that happened in my family that no longer happened with me in my life. So, but I took on so much, and it made me physically ill for about 5 to 6 months.
It does.
Being in a toxic emotion relationship, all of it, and being pushed down while you're rising, something's trying to push.
Yeah.
And that's what was happening to me. So I come here to get herbs to feel better. And now I hear it makes it come full circle for me because you were going through a similar thing.
Yep, exactly. And that's why I ended up reaching out to the herbs. I met this fabulous herbologist down in Canton, and that is the Herb Shop. It's off of Exit 14. Again, they're not a sponsor, but the Herb Shop down is actually called that off of Exit 14 in Canton, Georgia. And I'm going to tell you what, that woman there is fabulous. She plants her own herbs.
Amazing.
She started a little bitty thing. She orders a lot of stuff, but what she uses, like for her or for her actual clients that she's helping, she'll go out there, grow, and pick, just like how I do when I have some of my, you know, clients and friends and stuff like that. People see, like, they're like, oh, that's probably some overgrown weeds over there. No, it's not. Don't touch my garden. I'll stick you. Those are my herbs. I'll be giving them out free. But, yeah, she's wonderful. And then there's another place, I can't think of the name, in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and they're fabulous, too. And I like those two places because they're very educational. They give you literature. And
you ever heard of Tony Grail?
Tony
Grail. He was on Facebook.
I'll have to.
Yeah. So there was this owl that come into the front yard and landed and sat with me for like 30 minutes. Actually, two crows were attacking it. Yes.
Oh, wow.
It got away. It flew into some kudzu, and it got away from the two crows. And then it come and sat on this stump, this log. It was like half of a tree had been cut, but it was sitting on top of it, and it was, like, looking at me and stuff. And then my Facebook dinged, and it said, Tony Grayow. He's an apothecarist. So he has written a whole book about how to extract, like, make tinctures out of the roots of these herbs.
Oh.
Instead of just using and eating the herb to get into the root of
Yeah, and that's exactly right.
And that's something he healed. He healed a tumor in his left lung with his apothecary and what he learned. And then he wrote a book, and he lets you have his volume for free.
What?
Yeah.
So that's Tony Gray Owl.
Yes.
So if y'all are into making up your own little tinctures, again, I'm not running it or know anything about this gentleman, but if Chase says it's something to look into, I definitely would, because I'm telling you what, how old are you, Chase, now, 27?
25.
Oh, 25. That's right. I couldn't remember if it was 25, 26, 25. 27. This gentleman is 25 years old, and I tell you what, he has achieved and continues to achieve such wisdom and grace. And I always love seeing you singing on your Facebook stories and stuff like that. Yeah.
Beatboxing.
Yeah, I like beatboxing too.
I haven't seen the beatboxing yet.
Are you
serious? Oh, yes. You sent me a video one time of him beatboxing, and I was like, what?
I was sitting outside talking about, you know, we're talking about an intro. You could have him beatboxing.
I couldn't speak until I was around 5 to 7 years old. I had to go through speech therapy.
Okay.
Because I had a pacifier in my mouth. So when
you say accomplished many great things like that. Like, it kind of started having to accomplish things.
You're right.
Beyond feats to be able to even speak and do things in life.
I just love your laugh, too. It's just so, it's so relaxing.
Once you accomplish and overcome one thing, then you can continue doing such.
Yeah. And you've had a lot, I mean, a lot of us have had a lot of things to overcome, and
my wife,
we still are.
My wife says the greatest people, usually, that you find the most caring, have overcome the most. Like,
oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
They have to face the hardest things.
Yeah.
And that's the kind you find kind people have faced harder things.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because those harder things make you grateful.
Right. And you don't want anybody else to feel that way.
Yeah.
You know?
No. Exactly. That's where we, you know, we try to be that kind of that people pleaser. And I've been there. I don't want, you know, I don't want nobody, anybody to feel pain.
I don't think people pleasing. I've got away from
people. Ah, not people
pleasing. They kicked
me
out of that. They kicked me out of church and stuff because I was just so just
loving.
Yeah, I was just having a really good time, and I guess I was too much. I don't know.
That's a whole
nother
show.
That's a whole nother show right there. We'll come back to that in, you know, 2-3 weeks. What have you been? No, the actual building.
Yeah, the building place where. Yeah.
Well, we won't mention names.
No, we'll not. But religion doesn't get along with, like,
spiritual. Yeah, I totally get
true
that.
People,
yeah.
On the
exactly. I agree with that because when you get outside the walls, it's great to go in fellowship. We're doing our fellowship right now. We're having church right now.
Yeah, being with people and fellowshipping is awesome. It's
right.
Just whenever you go around people and if you feel downtrodden, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't meet your expectations, but.
That's that ego.
That's why I just tend to go from the shop to home, and then to nature. Everybody's asking about the baskets of like things that you can, like, virtuous things that you can give people, like love, peace, joy. You know, you can still get those things even if they're operating in their ego.
Yeah. Oh,
That plant the seed in their subconscious mind.
And exactly.
Later they may be like falling asleep or getting ready for bed.
You know, that
gift that you get all here, full of love.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and people are going to remember that. And there's that old saying, like, if you do something good, they're going to tell some people. But if you do something bad and you are a shit bag, as I call it, they're going to tell 10 people, which that 10 people going to tell that 10 people, and then they're going to get 10 more people, and now what? But when you're kind, people remember that, and then something will come up, and they'll be like, do you know, I was going through this hard time, and, you know, so-and-so reached out, and they weren't selfish.
Talk to this lady, Patty.
Oh, no. Yeah, I get that all the time. I've had people,
my friend sent me to you.
I've had, or when I went up to, when I was shopping earlier. Oh, okay. So I got about 90 seconds left here on the show, and
I hope others are inspired to be who they are.
Yeah.
And that they do the best with the environment that's around them.
Yes, most definitely. And I hope everyone, you know, if you feel like you're alone, if you feel like you're lost, if you feel like there's nobody out there, folks, reach out to me. I mean, my number is on my sign. My number is on Facebook.
Reach out to us on Facebook. We're both. We have a page just dedicated to this blog.
I mean, I don't care what time of the day or night. If I don't answer you, more than likely I have no service, or I did decide to go to sleep. But I really appreciate everyone's love and kindness. And just remember, don't get discouraged when you're on your spiritual journey, because it really, sometimes it really super sucks. But no, we can get through it together. We got about 45 seconds left. And with that being said, I want to
thank you, Chase, for being here.
Yes, thank you for showing up. Amanda, thank you for calling in. We have much love for you, and we're still going to get to lunch, babe. And yes. With that being said, I'm going to have Chase leave us with a beatbox. Come on now. And everybody, we love you, and we'll see you next week.